is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France and Britain agree to take thousands of refugees. French President François Hollande said his country would accept 24,000 refugees over the next 2 years. British Prime Minister David Cameron said 20,000 Syrian refugees from camps in Turkey, Jordan, and Syria would settle in Britain over the next 5 years. Henry Widgewell has more.
Britain had refused to increase its intake of refugees, but in Parliament Monday, Prime Minister David Cameron announced a further 20,000 Syrian refugees would be given asylum over the next 5 years.
We will continue with our approach of taking refugees from the camps and from elsewhere in Turkey, Jordan and Lebanon.
Cameron refused to sign on to European Union plans for compulsory quotas of refugees who have already arrived in Europe. Henry Ridgewell, London.
France will begin surveillance flights over Syria ahead of possibly joining the U.S.-led coalition of countries conducting airstrikes against Islamic State militants there. French President François Hollande made the announcement Monday. Turkish fighter jets launched airstrikes Monday against 13 targets of the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. The strikes follow an attack Sunday by Kurdish fighters on a Turkish troop convoy near the country's border with Iraq and Iran. An unconfirmed number of Turkish troops were killed. Security officials carried former Chadian dictator Hissène Habré into court Monday after he refused to take part in his trial on war crimes charges. Guards then had to physically restrain the 72-year-old Habré as he thrashed about in his seat and shouted as an indictment was read against him. This is VOA News. French President François Hollande has called for a meeting with his German, Russian, and Ukrainian counterparts to ensure that the peace agreement for eastern Ukraine is carried out. Hollande said Monday he would propose that a meeting be held in Paris before the start of the year's United Nations General Assembly on September 15th. Hollande said that if local elections are held in Ukraine and reforms granting more autonomy to separatist areas in the east are implemented, he will ask that the sanctions imposed on Russia for its actions in Ukraine be lifted. Afghanistan's suspended peace talks with the Taliban appear no closer to resuming following meetings between senior Afghan and Pakistani officials in Kabul. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Pakistan's National Security Advisor Sartaj Aziz says his primary mission in Friday's meetings in Kabul was to address what he called anti-Pakistan sentiment in the Afghan government, which he said had spoiled the atmosphere for holding another round of peace talks. In an interview with VOA, Aziz admitted that the Afghan leadership appeared less keen on resuming peace talks with the Taliban from where they broke off in July after it was revealed that the longtime leader of the insurgent group had died 2 years ago. He said Afghan authorities will let Islamabad know in the coming days whether the time is right for resuming talks. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
President Barack Obama is marking the Labor Day holiday in the United States by requiring paid sick leave for 300,000 employees of federal contractors. At a Boston rally for union workers, Obama said he had signed an executive order that authorizes up to 7 paid sick days of a year starting in 2017 for those working for companies with federal government contracts.
This will give about 300,000 working Americans access to paid sick leave for the first time. And it builds on the growing momentum of people who are answering the call on paid leave across the country.
That's President Obama. Pakistan's military says that a locally developed drone has carried out its first missile strike, killing at least 3 high-profile militants near the Afghan border. A military spokesman says the unmanned aircraft attacked what he called a terrorist compound Monday in the Shawal Valley of North Waziristan. No other details were made available. Guatemala faces a presidential runoff election after the leading candidates failed Sunday to garner enough votes to avoid a second round. Jimmy Morales, he's a comedic actor and a political novice, was in the lead with 24%, according to early results. The runoff election is scheduled for October 25th. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.